KTBB News Time, 753, 71 degrees in Longview, 72 degrees in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, one of the fact-checked moments in last week's debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris occurred when Trump talked about Haitian migrants eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio. ABC moderator David Muir was quick to challenge Trump's assertion, even though that wasn't Muir's job, while Kamala Harris stood by making a grand show of derisive laughter. I wish Trump hadn't gone there. His raising of the topic was an unforced error. Whether Haitian migrants are eating the domesticated pets of Springfield or not, disgusting as that is, isn't really the point. The point is, there is exactly zero chance that Haitian migrants could eat the cats and dogs of Springfield, Ohio, if the Haitian migrants weren't there in the first place. Trump's casting of the problem in terms of migrant carnism served only to validate the criticisms of the media and of Trump haters while letting Harris off the hook for the knowable consequences attendant to airlifting thousands of poor, unvetted migrants into a small town in the heartland. The problems now on display in Springfield are a manifestation of a much larger humanitarian problem that was intentionally created by the administration in which Kamala Harris currently serves. A much more pertinent angle, and thus an angle never explored by the two partisan hacks from ABC that were moderating the debate, is how the Biden administration justifies dropping 20,000 unvetted migrants into a community of just 58,000. There's no dismissing that with derisive laughter. There's no need for a David Muir fact check. The fact isn't disputed. Imagine if you woke up one morning to find that one of every four people living in your town was poor, unemployed, unable to speak the language, untethered to the norms and customs of your community, and completely dependent upon your tax money for the necessities of life. What if suddenly the number of students in your kids' already overburdened classroom expanded by a third and none of them spoke English? New York City Mayor Eric Adams never misses an opportunity to tell you that his city is being pushed to its limits under the strain of feeding and housing 67,000 illegal migrants. What if it were 4 million, the number in Springfield, Ohio, scaled up to the native population of New York? How loudly would Eric Adams be squealing then? It isn't about eating dogs and cats. It's about the fact that no nation that wants to call itself sovereign can permit millions of people to come in unvetted with no thought given as to the impact. The simple truth is that Kamala Harris couldn't care less about the problems that 20,000 Haitian migrants have visited upon Springfield, Ohio. Neither could David Muir. Muir and Harris care only about electing Harris. But you and I and every sane person you know should care, because the consequences of Biden administration immigration policy now being felt in Springfield, Ohio, are coming to communities across the country if Kamala Harris wins this election. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, I know it's going to be hot this weekend, but milder temperatures and cool evenings are on the way. I can't wait. That means it's time for a seasonal shift in our wine choices from white, because we drink white wines chilled, to red. But I don't like red wine, you say. Well, yes, you do. You just don't know it yet, and here's how we fix that. Take yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall Estates and tell them Paul Gleiser sent you to find your red. They will begin offering you red wine tastings from the Keepersall Collection. Of course, your first taste is on me. This enjoyable effort will take you on a red wine journey from light and fruity to bold and tannic, and along the way, you will find your red from the Keepersall Collection. I've done exactly that. I love the smoothness of Keepersall's 2019 Syrah. So to do this, go find your red, go for the fall, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. More at Keepersall.com.